So for the last couple of shiur, we had a chance to see the opening sugyas of Yichud from the Mishnah down Pei Amid Beis to the top of Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, most of which were concerned with the din of Shomrim, of Shnei Anashim Ksherim. And we saw that there's a chiluk between ksherim and prutzim, which the Gemara says something interesting about in Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. That was Machlokas Rambam versus Shari Shonim, whether we take the Rav literally or not. There's a kasher only one who is unusual tzaddik, who is the moser nefesh to avoid gil arayos, which means practically speaking, no one's kosher. Or is kosher even stam on Hashem Ksherim, a regular religious person who does his best to keep all the dinim? Not unusual tzaddik who's been. You don't even have to be Rav and Rav Yehuda. So that was a machlokas. That's a machlokas. Rambam Shari Yishav, machlokas Machaber Ramah. We usually assume like the Ramah. So in Ashkenazim, I believe Sfaradim as well. Assume like the Ramah. Stam Anashim Ksherim. And we said further that if you're Baderech or Balayla, so then you need three. The sleeping Shomer is half a Shomer. We saw the way the Shulchan Aruch deals with that, Shulchan Aruch Ramah and Sefei. Then we had taken the opportunity to begin to circle back once we're on the page of Shulchan Aruch, and that's where we left off, to circle back to see the way the Shulchan Aruch earlier deals with some of the other dinim in the Mishnah. You remember that the Mishnah, we'll come back to Sif Aleph presently. You remember that in the Mishnah, we had seen a number of key concepts. In addition to the Koryas or Yichud, we had seen the notion of adding a Shomer, Shnei Anashim Ksherim, and we had seen the notion of that a woman can at times serve as a Shomeres, Ishto, Imo, solves the problem of Yichud. And we had seen that there's no Isur Yichud, forget about Shomer, Shomeres, there is Yichud between parents and children. So let's take a look at, we left off with some of the language of the Shulchan Aruch. We want to come back to Shulchan Aruch now, and I have to talk about some very practical things. Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, Sim and Chav Beis, Sif Aleph, Asr Leis Yached, Im Erva Meha Arayos. Here the Mechaber opens by quoting the language of the Rambam. By the way, he's quoting the language of the Rambam from the end of Hilchus Yisuri Bia, Perek Chaf Beis. And the Shulchan Aruch, Turin Shulchan Aruch, have it in Evan Ezer, Simen, Chaf Beis. Chaf Aleph in Turin Shulchan Aruch is some of the other Gidrei Arayos, like Histaklus and Kiruv Basar. Histaklus and Nagia both discussed in Simen Chaf Aleph in Evan Ezer, and the Rambam discusses them in Yisuri Bia, Perek Chaf Aleph. So a friend of mine, Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, pointed out that anomaly to me. I think it might be the only place in all of Halacha where there are very few other options. You can check pretty quickly, because almost nothing the Rambam goes beyond 30 prakim. So you can check the first 30 simanim of each of the four halakim and see. This may be the only case where you have that. Let's take a look at an interesting anomaly to bear in mind. I'll help you remember where to find things. Ashalas Yachayir, the Mechaber against Simen Chav Beis, Seif Aleph, quoting the language of the Rambam. Ashalas Yachayim Erva Meha Rayos, Bein Zekena Bein Yalda. Iser Daraisa, Alpi Pashtos, to have Yichud with an Erva. One man, one woman alone, as the Gemara had told us on Peyam and Beis, Beseser. That's the Koryas Yichud Daraisa. And as we had mentioned last time, Gemara Navodazar Daf Lamed Vavam Beis stresses the Issa Daraisa is only Beseser and only Arayos. Only Arayos. So for a married woman to be alone with someone other than her husband, that's Yichud with an Erva. Ish is an Erva. For a man to be alone with his aunt, that's Yichud Arayos. Rambam says three exceptions. As Rambam says, in Bein Zakena Bein Yalda, it doesn't matter whether she's older, she's younger, Issa Yichud applies. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky, one of the Svarim of Reb Chaim Kanievsky that I particularly resonates with me, is a little sefer called Kiryas Melech, in which he he mentions that the Rambam himself writes that every single line in Mishnah Torah is quoting sources in Chazal, and Mishnayis, Toseftas, Babi, Rishalmi, Midrash HaAlacha, with the exception when he explicitly says, Yeira Eli, it seems to me, or when he quotes Rabosai or Gaonim, so on and so forth. The classic notes, I can't do a lot of work, particularly the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, in terms of sourcing the Rambam. This comes from the Gemara here, this comes from the Tosefta over there. But there are a lot of details that are left, a lot of lines that are left unsourced. So Chaim Kanievsky, a great Bekias, wrote the Sefer Kiryas Melech, in which he seeks as much as possible every single sneeze in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, even like examples, like one line, like a phrase. He says he didn't do a perfect job, but he tried as much as he could to find sources in Chazal for everything. So when the Rambam says, Bein Zekena Ben Yalda, he says, it's a Bereishis, Chaim Kanievsky says, a Bereishis Rabbah. Bereishis Rabbah. Beginning of Parshas Vayera, because the Bereishis Rabbah makes a comment that Avram didn't want to leave Sarah alone with Yishmael v'pnei ha'yichud. So Chaim Kanievsky says, well, Sarah was rather aged at that point, that yet Avram was worried about Yichud. So that's Rambam's source for Bein Zekena Bein Yalda. Yeah. So we're gonna come to that and we're get to Siftes and the world of Pesach Pasuach. We're gonna discuss, but let's for now focus on the core text, and we'll have more talk about more specifics beyond. Shadavar Zeh Goreim L'Galus Erva. This is Yichud can cause worse chataim. The Rambam says elsewhere as well. The end of Perek Beis. Shehu Agorim Agadol. Yichud is the great driver, the great cause. If you're talking careful about Yichud, there's really a limit to how much trouble you can get into. It's very important to be careful about Yisur Yichud. In this context, it's important to note that Rav Shach, in his Aviyazian Rambam, on this Rambam, he points out that if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, you get the impression that there is a qualitative difference between the Yisur Yichud Daraisa one-on-one. There's the Yisur Yichud Rabbanan, when it's three or more people. He thinks that the Yisur Yichud Rabbanan is entirely and solely a siyag. You're alone in this way, we're worried it may lead to something worse. It may lead to an activeness. But Shach develops the idea that Yichud writes when you're beseser, when the two of you are alone together, so it is usher in part because it's Gorim L'Galus Erva. But it's not only a siyag; it's also inherently, intrinsically, since it's like it's an inappropriate intimacy. It's an intimate context. Being alone together, there's something in the air that's inappropriate. Forget about what it's going to lead to. Yeah, he only talks about it like a contactless kirav basa. Now, actually touching each other, but there's a certain intimacy in the situational intimacy which is inappropriate between these two people. Okay. The Rambam says, so Yichud is Aser, Yichud Arayos is Aser. He's going to go on to say in Siv Beis that even, as the Gemara Avodah Zarah says, even if they're not Arayos to one another, it's Yichud Rabbanan, but it's Yichud Arayos, that's the core of the Raisa. Chutz me'a'emim b'nava avim b'tal, v'habalim ishto nida. With three exceptions. Mother and son, no Yisur Yichud whatsoever. That's what Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk. Ben Imo, the Ben could be Besesa with the mother. Ha'av and Bito, father and daughter, that's what the Mishnah expands from that drasha. Ha'ba'al and Ishto Nida. And husband and wife, when she's a Nida, so the Rambam is implying Nida is an Erva. That again, I think I mentioned at the very end of last year, that's the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rambam, Tom is quoted among other places in Tosas and Yevamah Staf Beis, Nida is sort of an in-between category. On one hand, it is an Isser, it's an Isser Bia with Kares. On the other hand, there's no Mamzeris. Usually those three things all travel together. Usually when the Isser Bia with Kares is defined as an Erva, and the child of such a union is a Mamzer. But we assume that the Ben HaNida is not a Mamzer, which is incredibly significant. You have parents who are not observant. Same parents who are not observing Taras Mishpacha. The mother didn't go to mikveh. The children, the sons, the daughters, are absolutely kosher. They are not mamzerim, despite the fact that that bia with anida, whether it's one's wife or not, bia with anida is nisar kares, but there's no mamzerus as a result. So that's what the Rishonim debated. So how do you classify anida? There is kares, but there's no mamzerus. So does that mean basically it is gila arayos, but the exception is there's no mamzerus, or basically it's not arayos? It's an exceptional case where, despite the fact that there's a kares, it's not an erva. So Rabbeinu Tam assumes that it's not, that the isser nida is not an erva. Rabbeinu Tam assumes that erva doesn't just mean a isser bia with kares, but isser bia is defined by a relationship between two people, which includes both relatives and eshes ish, but not nida. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the isser nida is not gila arayos, there's no yarg vayavar, and so on and so forth. And the Rambam thinks that it is. It is gila arayos, but there's a special exception that there's no mamzeris. The Mechaber here is codifying the position of the Rambam, and the Ramah does not disagree that we treat the Nida as an Erva, which means that Yichud with a Nida, and by extension, Kiravasa with a Nida, Negia with a Nida, is an Isser Doraisa. The Rambam says if it's a Baal Mishto Nida, if it's a Nida, but it's a Nida with her husband, then there's no, that's a special exception, there's no Isser Yichud, because the Isser is entirely temporary, and once she's able to go to mikveh, she'll be muteris to her husband. But a nida with someone other than her husband would be an Isser yichud araisa, and would be an Isser kirov basar. That's what gets stressed. The very first page of Hilchas Nida, which is Simon Kuf Pei Gimel Yeredeya, when the Achron on the bottom points out, the first footnote you have to know is that Nida is not just Asur Labaila. We talk about Asur Labaila because that's the context in which she would otherwise be Muteras. But the Isser Nida is, when a woman is a Nida, so she's equally Asura as a Nida to everyone, whether her husband or not, whether she's single or married. That's a very, very important. I think the Torah Shlomim points that on the bottom of Kuf Pei Gimel Yeredeya. That people make the mistake of thinking that the single woman is not a Nida. That's not true. So woman, once she becomes a Nida for the first time, remains a Nida. A woman remains a Nida until she goes to mikveh. The fact that her period has ended doesn't automatically end the status. So once a woman becomes a Nida for the first time, up until she goes to mikveh right before she gets married, she is a Nida daraisa. And that means that the Isser Yichud is daraisa. That means that the Isser Kirav Basar Negi is daraisa. That's what the Rambam is clearly codifying over here. You'll tell me, but look in Sif Beis, the end of Sif Aleph is a detail about that case that we had seen in Ksubas, the one case where there is an Isser Yichud between husband and wife. But then you tell me, I in Sif Beis, Kishi'ira Maisa Amna V'tamar Gazar David Beis Dino a Yichud Penuyaf L'Shein Ha'ir Erva B'chalal Yichud goes on to quote the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the Midrabanan, they added an Isser Yichud Penuya, a single woman. And then they further added an Isser Yichud between a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman. So doesn't the Mechaber say clearly that if the girl is single, the Yichud is only Drabanan, Yichud Penuya? So the answer to that is that talking about a Penuya who was not a Nida. How do you have a Penuya who is not a Nida? If our practice is that women, single women, don't go to mikvah. So one solution is she was married, and either she was widowed or divorced after the last time that she had a period. So she went to mikvah after the last time she became a Nida, and she hasn't needed to go to mikvah since. So that's one scenario. We have a Penuya who was Tahora. Penuya is not a Nida, and therefore Yichud with her is merely Nisra Drabanan. And the other important context is to recognize Bizman Hazeh, we live in a post Tum of the Tahara era. We live at a time in Jewish history when we're all Tamei, because we lack Parah Aduma, we're all Tamei whether to go to Mikvah or not, and therefore none of us can eat Truma, none of us can eat Challah, none of us can eat Maaser Sheni. So Bizman Hazeh, a woman going to Mikvah is really relevant for a heter between husband and wife. So that's why Bizman Hazeh, single women don't go to mikvah, but that just encourages preaches. But until, let's say, the 4th century or so, B'tkufas HaBayis, even for several centuries afterwards, as long as Jews had access to real Tumah V'Tahara, so everyone went to mikvah. The single women went to mikvah all the time just to be tahor, to be elti truma, to be tahor, to be elti ma'aser sheni. Men were going to mikvah ikra din to be tahor midei tumas kari in order to be able to eat truma and ma'aser sheni and so on and so forth. So b'tkufas ha-tanach, b'tkufas ha-talmud, so single women did go to mikvah. So sometimes part of the, even a penuya, part of the month she's anita and part of the month she's not anita. She's going to mikvah in order to be able to eat ma'aser sheni. But b'zman hazeh, that's not our practice. Because we no longer have access, because we lack paradu, we no longer have access to actually becoming fully tahar. So that's an important point here, that many cases of yichud with a single woman will be, according to Mechaber quotes the Rambam, will be yichud arayos mikra adin, because she's a nida. But if she's a penuya, not a nida, she's a penuya tahora, if you have such a case, so then it's yichud drabanan, even if it's one-on-one, or yichud between a Jew and non-Jewish woman. Mechaber goes on to call in Siv Beis, based on, again, that the discussion of Avodah Zarah Taflan Vavod Beis, that too is yichud drabanan. And again, as we said, if there are multiple, more than two people, then no matter who they are, yichud with more than two people is always going to be maximum midrabanan. There is another question, is another very sharp question that should emerge from this, and then if we have time, I'd love to take other questions as well. You read this Mechaber, so we focus on what he does say. And he says, Yichud, the Iker is Yichud Araisa, is Yichud Araisa, one on one Yichud Araisa, between a man and woman who are an erva to one another. Either she's married, she's a married woman and not married to him, or she's a Nida and not married to him. It's Nida outside of the context of husband and wife. Or most of the table of Arayos and Chumash are incest, are situations where two people are related such that an act of being between the two of them is an act of Gilui Arayos. So that's what his other exceptions were. With the exception of between mother and son, between father and daughter, even though that is an erva relationship, but there's no Isser Yichud. Do you notice what's missing? What's missing?
About siblings?
Yeah, what about siblings? Really? Rama didn't say a word about you could be misyached with your sister. A woman could be misyachedes with her brother. What happened to that? The truth is, in a certain sense, lo al harambam teluno seinu, kim al ha-mishnah. Come to think of it, the Mishnah, Rama's coined the Mishnah. The Mishnah going back to Pema days, Misyachet Adamim Imo Vimbito. What about your sister? The Mishnah doesn't give a head to the sister. So the truth is, when the Gemara gets up to that point in the Mishnah, if you turn to Pei Aleph Amid Beis, this actually is a discussion in the Gemara. Pei Aleph Amid Beis, almost directly in the middle, in the center of the Amud. See the two dots. Misyachin Adam and Ima. That's the Pisco. The piece of the Mishnah that we're now quoting. That begins the conversation. Those pieces, the technical term is a Pisco. So at the Pisco, Misyachin Adam im Imo, Amr of Yehuda, Amr of Asi, Misyachin Adam im Achoso, Vidarim Imo vim Bito. Rav Yehuda quotes the Amor of Asi, that you can also have Yichud with your sister. And you can be dar, you can live together in a more permanent fashion. You can have permanent residence with your mother or with your daughter. And then Rehuda was primarily a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Here he's calling a member from another early Amora, Rav Asi. Rehuda says when he mentioned it to Shmuel, Shmuel said, I reject that. No. Awesome. Now, thinking about what Rav Asi said, Rav Asi said, "Misyachin Adam imachoso v'darim imo v'imbito." What strikes you about his language? A few things should strike you about his language. What? Oh, right. It seems like Rav Asi is introducing a distinction. There are two levels of this yichud, and then there's dira. It sounds like with achoso there's a partial heter. Yichud is mutter, but not dira. Whereas with imo v'imbito, even dira is mutter. So one thing that strikes us is, well, how do you even define that? What's yichud versus dira? What else strikes you? And maybe related. Oh, sorry. Pun unintended. What else strikes you about what Ravasi is saying? Now that he introduces this distinction, where did the distinction come from? Why is he introducing the distinction? Maybe because of the Mishnah, right? You have to deal with, the Mishnah didn't say it, the Mishnah said just imo bito. So perhaps you get the impression that Rav Asi is saying, yeah, the Mishnah is saying imo bito is super mutter, but Rachoso is somewhat mutter. Okay, and then Shmuel is saying, no. Also is Yachim Mikol HaRayah Shabbat Torah. Also is Yachim Mikol HaRayah Shabbat Torah. Yeah, so the Gemara asks, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Imo Bito. So then, so the Gemara ultimately says, it's a machlokas hatanam. Because we have a different price that says, Achoso is Aser. Gemara said, clearly there's a machlokas hatanam here. Okay. So we have a Mishnah that says there's a heter yichud with Imo Bito. We have this comment to Ravasi, that there's even a heter somewhat heter of yichud as opposed to dira with achoso, and but then Shmuel disagrees, and there are tanoim who disagree. And you look at the Rambam, quoted here by the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Alf, and what impression you get from the Rambam? He doesn't breathe a word about achoso, so apparently he doesn't paskin like Rav Asi. If you take a look in the Nosei Kelim on the side. Take a look in the Beis Shmuel. Take a look in the Chalkas Mechol, he talks about it as well. Take a look at the Beis Shmuel on the side. He opens by a point that many Rishonim assume that Yichud is Doraisa. The Gemara quoted a Pasuk. The Rambam's language is somewhat ambiguous. Hard to know whether he thinks it's outright Doraisa or not. Then he goes on to say, on the second narrow line in the Beis Shmuel, Sif Karnal, Ubishas Mavur, the Gemara explains, Rav Asi Amar Mutal Es Yachem Achosu Lefisho, V'Dorim Imo, V'Kvius. You can have temporary yichud with one sister, you can have permanent residence with one's mother or daughter. In other words, let's say you have a single mother raising her only son. She does not live with her husband. She's widowed, she's divorced, separated, whatever the scenario is. The husband is, there's no father in the picture. There's no husband in the picture. It's a mother living alone with her, raising her son. Or, vice versa, you have a single father raising his only daughter. So that's heter gamur. Even though they're going to share a residence for years and years and years, that's mutter. That would not be mutter for brother and sister, but on a temporary basis, it's got to be mutter. So that's what Rav Asi had said. And the Beis Shmuel says, okay, the Gemara Pe'alav on Beis quotes Rav Asi, Mutos Yachem Achosu Fisha V'Darim Imo B'Kvius V'Chosav HaRosh Da'alachak Rav Asi. If you look in the Rosh in the back of Kiddushin, he quotes Rav Asi. The Aleph Yud does not stand for Eretz Yisrael. It's Ve'eni Yodea Loma HaRambam V'Atur Hishmito. How come the Rambam left out the heter of Yichud Achoso? So he says, well, maybe the Rambam doesn't pass on like Rav Asi. Maybe the Rambam holds Avagav the Loch Rav Asi by the Polygim Shmuel. Maybe we don't accept Shmuel, who thought there's an Isser Yichud even with mother and daughter, but maybe on the other hand, we don't accept the full Rav Asi. Essentially, what did Beis Shmuel just tell us? There's a machlokas tanam and amaraim, and machlokas rishonim out of paskin. The Rosh accepts the heter achoso, he yichud achoso, and the Rambam does not. The Rambam does not. So Ashkenazim definitely follow this heter achoso based on the Beis Shmuel quotes, the Chalkas Machloket quotes, that the Rosh paskin like Rav Asi. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam, who clearly rejects Rav Asi, who thinks that there is no heter of yichud with one's sister. So I don't know. Once again, this is the other major I had mentioned. The two big chumras of the of the Rambam and Mechaper in Hilchas Yichud. One is a thing that we spoke about last time. He thinks that everyone's a parutz, and if there's no heter of Shnei Anashim Ksheirim. And this other one is the Rambam and Mechaber seem to ignore the heter, seem to not paskin like, in other words, the heter of Yichud Achosto. I don't know, I'd be curious to hear, not if you have access, to Sephardi Poskim. Are there Sephardi Poskim who lemaisa paskin? Certainly my Ashkenazi Poskim, I think it's universally assumed that there is a heter of Yichud with one sister. And let's push it further. Not only with one sister, if you take a look in the Pesachei Tshuva, here on the bottom of the page in the smaller letters, Ha'avim Vito, Pesachei Tshuva makes Shulchan Aruch very freilach. Of course, a lot of it was written in the late 1700s, early 1800s. Shulchan Aruch was written in the 1500s. The Pesachei Tshuva was a Yekke, or of Neustadt, I think, who quoted, anthologized, to use the Atrolian term, he anthologized hundreds of Tshuva's farm that had been written over the intervening centuries, from the time the Shulchan was written until his time. And the Pesachei Tshuva's literary skill is unbelievable. He will give you access to so many Svarim, he'll take like a three-page note of Yehuda and chisel it down to two lines. And usually he's using language of Yehuda and giving you, it's almost like a Rashi-like capacity with language to like, in just a few words, give you the whole, so much of the essence and so much of the flavor. So let's say in Sifkan Aleph, the Pesachei Tshuva opens by quoting the Chavos Yar V'Yar Bachrach, who says something we've been referencing. Aflatosvos, the Yichud Araisa, Davka, Ish Echadim Ha'er V'Asim Idaraisa. But ish echad shnei nasha hepech, that's only drabban. Okay, it goes on to quote the Chachos Adam says that also, and then sif cut and bays ha'avim bito ayin bebach. We know the Bach, a real circus, from his hagos on the side of the Gemara. He changes girsos occasionally, but they're called hagos of the Bach. Why is he called the Bach? Because he wrote a sefer bayis chadash bayis ches on the tour. You open up a tour, and when there's Rashi position, you have the Beis Yosef, Yosef Karo, who would later write the Shulchan Aruch. On the bottom, you have the Darkei Moshe, written by the man, Ramosha Islas, who would later write the Hagos and the Shulchan Aruch. And on the Tosef position, you have the Bayez Chadash, written by Yoel Circus, named for his mother, Sarah. Circus means Sarakas. So, Ayin Bebach, the Pesachei Tshuva tells you, if you open up a tour, you look in the Bach, you'll see. He writes, Kol yotzei chalotz av dinan shave, bas bito, nami shari kemo bito. And then he quotes several achronim who quote this Bach. That you're allowed to have yichud not only with pair between parents and children, between grandparents and grandchildren, between great-grandparents and great-grandchildren. So The field is expanding. So now we have the Chalukah, the Mechalukah, the Beis Shmuel quote the Rush, who passes like Ravasi that Yichud with one sister is mutter, and then we have the Bach quoting the Pesachei Tshuva quoting the Bach and other Achronim that grandparents and grandchildren are mutter. So it raises three questions, which we're going to I'll formulate now, and we'll open with these questions next time. Question number one is theoretical. The other two questions are practical. Three questions about this heter of achoso and heter of grandparents and grandchildren, great grandparents and great grandchildren. And the truth is even to an extent a question about father daughter. Which is the first question is theoretical, is where does this come from? Where does all this come from? I mean, the Gemara said that we darshan benim imo besesa, the Gemara payat payam and beis. But you see from there that the mother and son can have no isur yichud. It didn't say father and daughter. Okay, but that's basically parallel. And maybe Bach says, okay, also parallel to grandparents and grandchildren. Maybe, okay. Seems like a little more of a stretch. And how about brother and sister? Where did it have to come? Ravasi says it. Where did he get it from? Specifically, since we're not saying it's as mutter. So it's not as mutter as mother and son. So where did they come from? Yichud is a deraisa. Who told you a heter achosa? That's a question. The open question number one is where does heter come from? Question number two is what are the practical questions? What are the parameters of this heter? We said, well, with achosa, the chokas of the Beishmu possibly like the Rosh, who possibly like Ravasi, there's a heter, a partial heter with a sister. So where do you draw the line between dira and yichud? What's mutter and what's aser when I'm alone at? 2 nights, 3 nights, 30 nights? I go, well, at what point how do you define this? And then question number three, also a practical question, is how about other relatives? So why stop at parents and children and grandparents and grandchildren and brother and sister? How about yichud with my aunt? Yichud with my cousin? Other blood relatives. Where do you stop? So those are three open questions about the heter of yichud with krova so, with your relatives. Number one, what's the basis for the heter and how far it extends? Number two, what are the details of dira versus yichud in terms of brother and sister? And number three, what other krovos might be included as well? Going forward, beyond that, we're also going to want to explore the next topic that Pesachei Tshuva raises, which is, how about yichud with a relative and another woman? We said generally that yichud of a man with two women is aser. The haba if I'm one of those women is my mother, or my daughter, or my sister. The Mishnah spoke about ishto imo. Mishnah spoke about ishto imo. How about bito imo, or achoso imo, or imo imo? So what's the sugi of imo imo? Your mother, imo with an aleph, imo with an ayin, that comes up all the time. You're going to be alone. You go visit your grandma. You go visit grandma, and a female cousin's going to be there as well. So we're going to explore all of that. But halacha l'maisa, there is no issur yichud with your sister.